I can't stream. I'm all. I gotta make sure I don't hit that. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. As always, this is a BitChute exclusive, pretty much. Can't do it on joystick because I'm doing it with DP. So certain games that I do with DP, we can't put on joystick because he don't want to go through all that crap, and I don't want him to have to go through all that crap, too. Because you have to verify your ID and say, yeah. You know, the only reason they do that is because most of the people on there are, like, human performers, like, human doing sexual things. I can understand that, but we're not doing anything sexual. The game is the sexual part. There's not no bitches in here, and we're not fucking. Now, if
that would be a good idea.
Yeah, that would be a great. But nope, it's not happening. All right, so
agreeable women.
Okay, yeah, somebody's gonna slap me in the mouth. Grim, how dare you call? But you can call yourself a bitch, but I can't. No,
I'm just saying. Bitches are less agreeable.
Right.
But bitches are awesome.
So, all right.
There's one, Greg Giraldo did one about bitches are amazing. He said, bitches don't even have vocal cords. They'd only get in the way.
They should be here in an hour or so. Great.
I'm going to go make you some breakfast.
Awesome. Thanks, Eve.
Don't mention it. See you downstairs.
See ya. As she leaves, you get up and get dressed, leaving your room. You make your way towards the bathroom. What are we doing?
Oh. Come on in.
You're not one to knock, are you? Forgetting to knock first, you open the door. Eek! Maybe we shouldn't have done that. Or maybe we should have. Shit! Sorry! And almost instantly you turn around.
What the hell?
Sorry, I didn't think it was occupied.
Where to knock?
I really had to pee. Why didn't you just lock the door?
I didn't expect someone would come in without knocking.
You're right, my bad. Won't happen again.
It doesn't matter now. Mind going outside so I can get dressed?
Right, sure. Obediently, you leave the bathroom. Really should have knocked. I'll just wait in my room until she's finished.
You know what that would teach me? Barge in every door.
So never. What happens when you knock?
Occupied.
You done soon? I gotta pee.
I'm in the shower. I'll be done in a few minutes.
Okay.
It's much better to barge in.
With nothing else to do, you wait in front of the bathroom for a few minutes. Soon after, Kiara opens the door wearing nothing but her lingerie. Racy lingerie, at that.
Oh, you're still here?
I told you, I gotta pee. What is she wearing? What? It's not what is she wearing, it's what isn't she wearing.
Well, don't just stand there. Go pee. I'll have to get used to him being around. Should have taken some
clothes. Well, you're standing in the doorway.
Yeah, literally. Oh, right, going. Sorry, I'm still a little sleepy.
Right.
That thick ass.
Blame him.
Covered up a lot less than she maybe should be, Kiara strolls towards her room. Check out her ass or go to the bathroom. Unable to control yourself, you turn your head. Why is she walking around dressed like that? Isn't it a bit too revealing? Kiara enters the room but looks at you for a bit before closing the door. Fuck, I hope she didn't notice.
She definitely did.
Pretending nothing happened. You go inside the bathroom. Ah. Hope they won't be complete, idiots. But I'd say that's wishful thinking. The amount of stupidity in the world is only increasing. So, guess I'm fucked. Oh well, better just accept my fate. Maybe plants really are farming us. Giving us oxygen until we eventually drop dead, turning into mulch they can consume. Whoops. This is really taking a while. Finally. Zipping up your pants, you wash your hands, and leave the bathroom. Damn, it's already getting pretty hot. Making your way downstairs, Eve suddenly pops out from around the corner.
Can you please go and wake Emily up?
Sure. Seconds later, you're outside her room. Gently, you knock on the door. Emily! No answer. Emily! Again, no answer. I'm coming in! Opening the door, you notice Emily laying on her back, her bed sheets all over the floor. Shit, her boob fell out of her bra! From downstairs, you hear Eve yelling.
Maybe I should tuck it back in for her.
Working on it! Emily! You gotta be kidding me! Unsure if it's a good idea, you walk closer towards her. Emily, wake up, girl! No response. Ugh! What do I do? Fix her bra or wake her up?
Wake her up. Yeah, fixing her bra is definitely gonna look...
You poke her forehead. Poke! Wake up! Time to wake up! Shit, I tell her, you know, it's like, you just missed it. World War III happened and you were completely asleep. The whole world has been decimated except for this one house.
Good nipple, I mean good morning.
Already?
Yeah.
What time is it?
It is, was 7 in the morning, 20 minutes ago. Breakfast will be ready soon.
Ugh. It's too early.
Help us.
Instinctively, your eyes jump towards her chest. Do I say something? Nah, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Better just leave.
Him ducking down to get all those angles in. That would be suspicious.
See you downstairs. Well, we're not really...
I know we're not really. I think, though, in reality, it would be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. With that, you leave her bedroom.
Did my boob fall out while I was sleeping? Why didn't he say anything?
Because he's a gentleman,
bitch. He probably just wanted to stare at it. Pervert. Oopsie.
Trying not to think about what just happened, you make your way down the stairs and into the kitchen.
Did you wake Emily up?
Yeah. Is there any coffee?
Huh?
What?
Since when do you drink coffee?
Since I'm in college and have to study all night long.
Okay, coffee it is. He's so grown up.
It's milk. And
she pours you a cup.
Here you go. Careful, it's hot.
Thanks, Eve. Hey, Eve, I'm not that hungry. I'll just go chill on the couch.
But?
I'll eat later. Don't worry.
And I'm not drinking hot coffee in the summertime when they say the air is not working and all that shit.
Oh, that's true. As you sit down, you hear Emily yell from upstairs.
I think I can see them.
Everyone gathers in front of the house waiting for the van.
Didn't he say they were here? I'm meant any second now. So, where are they?
They are not dressed for the job this entails.
I think I can hear the van.
Oh, the the rapey kids are coming to visit the whores.
Oh, shit. I hope there aren't more than five idiots aboard. The van door's open. Here we go. What do we have first? An animal abuser? Perhaps a dendrophile. Maybe a... She's a killer. Remember, she's dangerous. Uh-oh. Don't let... Oh, Lord, she's dangerous.
Don't rape me.
Oh, no! It's a... Girl? Before your brain has time to even process what just happened.
Two girls?
She's a bad person, folks. She did horrible things.
Yeah.
And she kind of looks familiar. Another girl? And another one. This is unexpected. These ladies are all very dangerous. They're criminally insane. We have to remember that.
All I do is win, 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 no matter.
And everybody's gonna say, okay, well, Grim, this checks out on the hot, crazy matrix.
Oh.
Yes, it does. It certainly does.
Yes.
Holy shit, another one? Is that it? No guys this year? How? Why?
What was the crime, whore?
The girls line up next to the van.
What the fuck? Wow, so cool. This year will be different, that's for sure.
This is gonna be interesting. Eve takes a step forward.
Hello, girls. Welcome to Camp Red Falls.
Like your hair color changed, too.
I'm Dr. Daniels, and I'll be your caretaker for the duration of your stay here. You can go unpack first. Once you're done, we'll meet in front of your residence.
Remember, these ladies are criminally insane.
Take the girls to their cabins.
Are you sure they're criminally insane?
That's what it says. Oh. So please, come with me.
All raging horny bitches. If that's a crime...
Well, this is unexpected. How come we only have female patients this year? As the girls follow you, you give them the basic tour of the place. That's the main building, where the staff sleeps. Over yonder is our community house. You'll have private and group sessions there, among other things. The lake is clean, and you can swim in it whenever you have time off. And?
Hey, I'm Naomi, and you're kinda hot.
Uh-oh.
Well, thanks.
I got alarm signals going off in my head.
Yeah.
Are you also a patient? Dibs, I saw him first.
Run.
And what are y'all's ages?
No, I work here. Did she just call me hot?
So you'll be around?
Yeah, I'll be around, but I can't...
Great. Then we'll get to know each other better.
All ladies are 18 and older.
Well, then I don't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying that, you know, she might be a little crazy.
Well, I'm sure they've read their bios.
Right? Who is this chick? She starts hitting me on the moment she arrives? I mean, not that it doesn't build up my ego a little. She's smoking hot, but guess you can't expect normal behavior in this damn place. They are getting rehabilitated after all. This one's probably a nymphomaniac or some shit like that.
There you go.
Something wrong? You don't join my company?
Oh, Lord. I'm getting the worst. No, nothing like that. I just...
Duh. Of course you enjoy my company. I mean, who doesn't?
Uh-oh.
A pullover shell.
Yeah.
Well, that could be any woman, really. That didn't make him criminally insane.
Not a nympho, but a fucking narcissist. We don't know what she did.
Just a normal woman.
Yeah, must be it. How self-absorbed can you get?
So, I was thinking, why don't you show me around later? Give me a private tour? Hmm?
Oh, Lord.
Naomi, you can't talk to the staff like that. I mean, he is cute, but still. Maybe you can't, Fatty. Who are you to tell me what I can and can't do,
Fatty.
Huh? I didn't mean... Just shut up, Violet!
Ugh,
Ombron, no brain.
Not even 5 minutes in and they're already bickering like children.
Indeed.
So, what are you in here for?
Fire.
Fire!
Ooh, a matchstick enthusiast! We'll have so much fun! Tell me what happened.
I might have gone overboard while recruiting followers.
Followers?
Yes, the puncturing flame.
And what's that?
It's a religion. In short, we worship fire and its beauty. Interested? Would you consider joining us?
Now that's insane.
See. Sounds interesting. I'll think about it.
But those titties ain't insane.
I'm in the same boat as these weirdos.
Do I smell BBQ? Where's the campfire?
At least I'm not an empty manipulative bitch.
Wanna repeat that, Fatty?
Ladies, enough! Ladies, you're all pretty, but it's enough. As you raise your voice, all of them freeze up. As they should. Good, let's get you settled then. Sometimes it takes the voice of one man to silence ladies going at it. Ladies, ladies, ladies. Ever since the beginning, I remember, a man would have to break them up. You'll have plenty of time to rip each other's throats out during your stay. Moving on, these are your new homes. You'll each be sharing one with another person.
Share? But there are three cabins. Why can't I go solo in the third cabin?
Because it's good practice, getting to know one another, sharing the rehabilitation experience.
Fucking stupid. I want my own place.
It's also because those are the rules. Shit, I forgot about the guidelines completely.
Calm down, Naomi. You cannot escape the prophecy anyway.
Fine, I'm taking that one. Come on, Stacy. You should join me. You seem like a fun roomie. Unlike Fatty here.
Sure, I do not believe the Phoenix Lotus is mine.
Prophecy? Phoenix Lotus? What the fuck is she talking about? Anyway, it's unlocked. Keys are in the lock on the inside. Take your time and get settled. Without delay, Naomi briskly goes towards the cabin with Stacy following suit.
Guess that leaves us two. At least I'm not grouped with that flame-matic.
Yeah, okay.
You gonna pick us up later? Naomi sure knows how to quickly separate the wheat from the chaff. He is quite handsome.
Probably, but you have to get, but you have time to get comfortable until then.
Oh, lovely. Well, can't wait to see you again.
Can't wait to see me? Somewhat dumbfounded by her choice of words, you just stand there. Duh. He went that way.
What?
There was... Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
There's a background? Honestly, they wasted their money doing the background.
Wondering if this girl just hit on you as well. Shit, it's gonna be a long ass summer. I better go get the guidelines from my room. Finally managing to squeeze some words out. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
The diary will help you remember all the girls and the events happening in the camp. Let's rewind all the crazy shit that happened to me. Info about all the girls you meet can be found here. Yellow post-it note in the bottom right corner is the synopsis tab. After day ends, you can read a general recap reminding you of all you've done. As the days pass, recap of each will be added to the tab. Each girl in Helping the Hotties has a diary page about them. As the story progresses, each decision that involves an individual girl can be found on her diary page. If you forget what happened, this feature should help you keep track of the story and its developments. Additionally, as you progress, each girl's page will have new images unlocked. Achievements and missions can be accessed by clicking the stars icon under the diary icon. Achievements have a progress bar, and a hint on how to complete an achievement is listed below the achievement name. Wow, this is kind of complex. Once you fully complete the progress bar for an achievement, click the collect button to the right of the achievement. This allows you to collect a reward for that achievement, which is viewable in the gallery. Wow, okay. The achievements you have completed are marked by the crown once you claim the reward tied to that achievement. Okay. So, here's the thing about this game.
Okay.
It doesn't... We're full open now. That means we can go anywhere and do whatever we want. We're in full sandbox mode.
Alright.
This doesn't seem to have just a regular visual novel mode. So, what do you want to do?
Let's help a hottie.
Cabin 1, Cabin 2.
Do 1. Start with 1, which looks like no one's in there.
No one's in there.
So, we would turn...
And remember about the hidden panties.
Oh, yeah. You gotta find hidden panties.
Sure do.
Gotta. I don't think anyone's in any of the rooms, so...
Don't see them, no.
See...
That. Something else I saw. Okay. Lake? Nobody.
What was in between the two houses? That.
I know. Oh, the showers. Yeah. You can't go in the showers. There's nothing there. But at least we know where they're at. We have to familiarize ourselves.
So we can barge in some doors.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a volleyball net.
I guess. Going to the house, my house.
Give me a minute. A key. I wonder what it opens. Guess I'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Guess we will. Alright, let's go up the stairs. I haven't seen Kiara since the patients arrived. She must be holed up in her room. Approaching her room, you knock. Kiara, are you here? Not hearing a response, you open the door. And enter her room. Kiara, where the hell is she?
Look for them hidden panties.
Her perfume bottles looks expensive. I doubt she bought them all by herself. Wouldn't be surprised if she got one from a previous patient or something like that.
Don't.
Okay, then we won't.
Happen if you sniffed it.
Yeah, I'd rather not. Sniffing around a room is weird enough as it is. No need to sniff a girl's perfume like some creep. Shit, Jane was right. Maybe I am a creep. Ah, well. Smells wonderful, just like Kiara. I should probably put that back. You did it anyway. Diary. Photograph. Hey, that's a photo with all of us. I should get a copy made, too. Everyone looks so happy. Eve looks gorgeous. Kiara and Emily, too. And then it hits you. Wait, where am I? I'm not in the photo. Seriously? I'm not the only one who's not in the photo. Or excuse me, I'm the only one who's not in the photo. But how? Why? When was this taken? By the looks of their clothes, it was definitely taken during the summer. Probably at Red Falls, too. It doesn't say. The timestamp must be the back of this picture. I'll have to open up the frame somehow if I want to get to the bottom of this. Can't let this slide, it's gotta know where it was taken. Poking around a little, you try opening the picture frame. It's stuck. Fine, I'll just claw my way in.
No.
Snap. No. Perfect. I broke it.
Go back.
It's on the back side, I hope she won't notice. What's done is done, might as well find out. August 2018. It might be important for later. We don't know if this game changes into something else, but... That's when I started college, right? And before that, Kiara and I... Shit, I just left after creating so much chaos. No wonder I'm not in the photo. No wonder Kiara's been acting weird. So that was important. A notebook? No, it's Kiara's diary. Don't read. It's quite tempting, but I really shouldn't read her diary, even though I'm curious as hell. I might find out something I'd rather not know. Not wanting to get caught, you leave her journal alone. I don't think there's anything else to fuck with. This game is really interactive.
Yeah.
Not so much when it comes to the bathroom. Waste enough time already, I should just get the guidelines before anyone notices. Ah, there they are. Thought for a second I lost them. Hold on, let's see. Haven't been in her room for years. Wonder if anything's changed. Without much thought, you try opening the door. Locked. Now I'm even more curious. Wait. Maybe that key. Cautious not to make too much noise. You insert the key into the lock and turn it. Lucky me, it's the right one. You open the door and walk into the bedroom. Looks more or less how I remember. Not sure what I was expecting. Maybe the key's just for privacy's sake, because of the patience and all. Well, can't hurt to look around. Nothing interesting in here. Emily! Looks like she's talking to one of the patients. Wonder what it's about. She seems really into it. Huh. Guess Emily picked up some social skills while working here. We went in Kiara's room. We went in Emily's room, but there wasn't a lot we could see in Emily's room. As you enter the kitchen, you notice Kiara hanging around. She's in the kitchen. Shit, it's Kiara. I better not slip up.
Oh, it's you. You scared me. Still not used to him popping up.
My bad.
What are you skulking around the house for?
I'm nothing. Just wandering around, that's all.
I bet. He's hiding something.
Really?
You know I've been working here for years, right? I can tell him something's up.
She doesn't believe me. I'll have to come up with a better excuse.
Hello?
You look agitated or dot, 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 dot. You don't look too cheery. Something wrong?
Can't hide anything from you, can I?
You read me, I read you.
Yeah, I guess something's wrong. Nothing serious, but annoying nonetheless.
What about?
Oh, don't you worry your pretty little head. I'll manage.
You can tell me if something's bothering you. I'll listen.
I know you would. Maybe I'll even take you up on that offer, but another time, okay?
Whenever you need me.
I'm glad you're here. I missed you.
I missed you too. You sit there for a moment, exchanging looks in silence.
Right.
Okay, good talk.
Yeah. I have some shit to do anyway. I'll see you later.
Later, Kiara. With that, she leaves the kitchen. Phew, that was a close one. Oh, we can still look around. Really not too many. No, there's nobody out on here. You know, I'm looking around, you know, making sure there's... Alright, at least I know how to get back to the house now. Oh, yeah. That was the part I was having trouble with. Oh, there they are. I thought for a second I lost them. We're back to where we were. You take another look at the papers. They haven't changed much. At Red Falls, our experts in rehabilitation, medicine, and therapies are nationally and regionally recognized as leaders in advancing the field of physical medicine and rehabilitation. That says a whole lot of nothing. Our interdisciplinary team will work to help you regain your strength. Oh, they spelled strength wrong. Strength, mobility, and fitness. Relearn how to perform daily activities. Improve your ability to speak, understand, read, or write. Manage your pain. The patient-physician relationship is bound by the moral and ethical sanctity of confidentiality, more so in mental health. All information regarding the patients and their treatment will be strictly held confidential. Patients in medical institutions are required to deliver something, medical history and patient charts. Patients are not allowed possession of electronics. Dangerous items, tools, weapons, sharp objects, and firearms. Illegal and unnecessary substances like drug, medicine, alcohol, animals, and friends. We are not responsible for any further damage to the patient's already damaged health. Romantic relationships are strictly forbidden. All personnel mustn't get emotionally attached to patients. Under no circumstances will the institution be held responsible or liable in any way for claims, damages, losses, expenses, costs, or liabilities whatsoever, including without limitation any direct or indirect damages, loss of profits, business interruption, loss of information resulting in or asking directly or indirectly from use of inability to use what the rehabilitation... And of course there's a... Hold on, let me hide... What the rehabilitation institution offers, even if the institution has been advised of the possibility of such damages in advance. Woo! That fine print was a killer. Same old crappy guidelines that mostly protect the institution, not the patients, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's a few new ones I haven't seen before. Romantic relations are strictly forbidden. All personnel must not become emotionally attached to patients. What the fuck is this? New rules and pretty obvious ones of that. Did something happen? Maybe that's the reason why all the patients are female this time. I'll ask Eve about it. After going through the guidelines again, you leave to distribute them. Walking down the stairs, you bump into Eve. Definitely not wanting her to notice the guidelines being delivered just now, you hide them behind her back.
Have you finished everything I asked?
Uh-huh.
And the patients are in their designated cabins?
Designated? I just brought them here. No one told me anything about designated rooms.
Of course they have designated rooms. What did you expect?
I didn't think it was that important. I'll go deal with it right away.
Oh, and...
What?
Those guidelines you're hiding should have been in the rooms before the patients got here.
Oh, shit. They probably already settled in. This is gonna be a pain. Where do I even go first? A little hesitant, you head towards the cabins. You approach the first cabin. As you get closer, you hear voices from inside. No, no, no! I told you, like...
Oh. Be careful with that and put the lighter away.
Oh, shit.
You knock on the door.
I doubt the Phoenix Lotus cares about such trivialities.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
These trivialities are worth more than your whole family's net worth.
You knock again.
And what the fuck is a Phoenix Lotus anyway? Your deity obviously doesn't have a sense of fashion. Can't tell the difference between a dress and a top?
Phoenix Lotus surely has a more refined fashion taste than you.
Are you serious?
Everything goes quiet for a brief moment. Before the door swings open. With Naomi standing on the other side of the threshold.
Sorry, handsome, but not right now. We're busy.
Hey, can I borrow you for a second?
Couldn't wait, could you?
Oh, no.
Of course. How can you resist?
Oh, no. That's not...
All right. Guess I have a minute. I should do my research anyway.
I came to give you these guidelines.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'll have to ask one of you to move. The moment she hears this, Naomi's flirty behavior shifts to annoyance.
Excuse me? Why?
The sleeping arrangements were predetermined, it seems. It means you have to swap roomies.
Why? That's such a waste of time. Plus, I don't want to. I'm fine with Stacy, even though she's... Well, the way she is.
I'm not the one calling the shots, sorry.
I literally unpacked. This second.
As far as I could tell, Stacy unpacked your shit while you were giving orders. Ken, sorry for the inconvenience. I wasn't briefed about it.
Tisk. Very unprofessional.
Tell me about it.
I was expecting him to get all defensive, but he just agreed. He's not even sarcastic. You can ask Stacy if she's willing to move.
Oh, no.
Because I'm definitely not moving an inch. Who am I paired up with anyway? I hope it's not that gorilla.
If you mean Violet, I'm afraid it is.
Huh? That makes no sense. We're total opposites. How is that supposed to work?
I told you, I'm not the one calling the shots. Plus, you two might have more in common than you think.
That's fucking bullshit. I'm not doing it.
You're here for you're here for rehabilitation, not a vacation. Coming out of your comfort zone might actually do you good. Naomi looks annoyed, but remains silent. Whether she saw logic in your words or you struck a nerve, she stops complaining.
Fine, but Stacy is the one moving. I'm staying here. Again with the fucking comfort zone.
It's all the same to me. I'll leave you two to figure it out.
Hey.
Yeah?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Leave her alone. Huh? Why do you ask? A little too upfront, but okay.
I'm just curious. Plus, I'm interested in what type of prey I'm dealing with.
Told you. Looking to apply for the position? Your words catch Naomi off guard, causing her to blush a little.
No, don't be so full of yourself.
If you must know, though, yes, I am seeing someone. You know, we're having fun.
Good for you. He's perfect.
Sorry, I still need to talk to Stacy for a moment. You don't know what crazy women are capable of. That movie was Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Knock, knock. That.
I'm the one that showed you that movie.
Yeah, I watched that one. It got traumatic for me. I was like, holy shit, I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, it traumatized
me. It got me, and yeah, it definitely traumatized me.
Well, I don't sleep with underagers. That was the main thing that was the big, well.
They were adult women. Those were adult girls.
No, they were, but
they were adult girls.
They were claiming to be underage.
That's true.
And he was married.
That is true.
Yeah.
But they also did the same kind of manipulation.
Yeah, killed somebody.
Yep.
Yeah.
After a brief second, she moves out of the way and lets you enter.
Hello, sir. Have you come to join the puncturing flame?
No, not right now.
Shame. We could use more people with good genes like yourself.
Genes? What the fuck is she talking about? Yeah, maybe some other time.
Alright, we'll wait until the plane calls to you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need that letter.
So there was a misunderstanding with the housing. You should have been paired with Belle's doctor's orders.
I see. Yes, there were signs around her. Should have expected this.
Yeah. Can you maybe move your stuff over to the other cabin?
I doubt Naomi's the type that pleases others, so I'll comply.
Excellent. Glad you're so cooperative.
Of course. Cooperation is the first step in leading a successful flock.
Flock? She thinks she's Jesus? What the hell? Anyway, take this. House rules and guidelines. Read them.
Aw, thank you. This will prove excellent handling.
Yeah, try to read it before you burn it.
I can't promise anything.
Alright, I'll be around if you need any help.
May the Child Kings lead your way.
Yeah, I'll follow them wherever.
You finally done?
Yeah, all done. See you later.
Take care, handsome.
Handsome?
Surprise? You shouldn't be.
Oh, Lord. Hasn't heard a subtlety, has she? As you turn around to answer, you notice Stacy lying on her bed. Whoa. I can see under Stacy's skirt. Holy shit, she's not wearing any underwear. Fuck, I shouldn't be looking at that. I really gotta stop getting myself in these situations. Finally, you leave their cabin. You approach the second cabin and knock on the door. No one's answering. Are they even inside? Leaning towards the door, you take a peek. Immediately noticing one of the girls inside getting undressed. Holy shit, she's half naked. Wow, nice tits. I really shouldn't, though. No. I better move. If she sees me, all hell will break loose. Plus, we don't know what she did. I'll just knock on the door a bit harder this time. Making sure not to overdo it, you bang on the door. After a few seconds...
Just a second.
One of the girls greets you on the doorstep.
Yes?
Hello, hope I'm not intruding.
Oh, not at all. Come in. I'm Belle, by the way.
Oh, right. We never got a chance to properly meet. Grim!
How can I help?
There was a misunderstanding with the cabins.
Ooh, what do you mean?
Nothing serious, but you'll have to swap roomies.
Oh, okay. So, who should I pair up with?
The religious one, Stacy.
Okay. Should I stay here or move? Just hope I won't wake up on fire.
Yeah?
You should have got the ladder for her.
You stay here, she'll move in with you.
Okay, I don't...
That one would use 2 sticks of wood to try to make it.
Well, it'll take a while.
Yeah, okay, I don't mind. Alright, almost forgot to give you this.
What is it?
Just the guidelines, you should read them. After a quick look...
Romantic relationships are strictly forbidden. All personnel must not become emotionally attached to patients.
Yeah, those are new. Not sure how or why those happen, but...
Guess your hands are tied then. Too bad. Huh. I smell a challenge.
Uh-oh.
Yep, those old women are.
Yeah, I know. First off, I'm seeing someone. Second, I shouldn't even have to mention how irregular it is for patients to have intimate relations with their doctors.
Oh, you're a doctor?
No, but that...
Then why trouble yourself if it doesn't affect you?
The guidelines say personnel, not doctors. Rules apply to all.
I won't tell if you won't.
Who the hell are these chicks? I just noticed. Where's the purple-haired one, huh?
Oh, you mean Violet? Said she needed some fresh air. Sports type. Can't hold still for 5 minutes. Hasn't even unpacked.
Okay, I'll go look for her. Thanks.
Oh, don't mention it. You should come and visit more often.
I'll think about it. Jesus, am I seeing things or are they all hitting on me? Is that a reason why they're here? She said that Violet went outside. Looking around, you spot Violet doing some stretches. Coming closer, you see that she's quite into it. Surprisingly, you failed to notice that until now. Hey, I've been looking for you. Damn, her body looks pretty firm.
Oh, looking for me? That's kind of sweet. Does he like...
I need to give you these guidelines. You should read them.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah, why would he?
I think she's talking like that on purpose.
Yeah.
I haven't introduced myself properly.
Right?
Yeah, how'd you know?
You mentioned it when we got here.
Did I? I don't remember.
I'm sure I heard you say it.
Okay, then you're Violet?
That's me.
Well, nice to meet you, Violet. What are you doing here anyway?
I needed some space, and I had to do some maintenance.
Maintenance?
Yeah, stretching, running, stuff
she's
like
one
that.
One of those that she addicted
the
to working
pretty
out.
Long,
she
and
she's
I don't
fat.
Like it when my body gets stiff.
Body gets torn.
Oh yeah, yeah. You do look like you train a lot. She's obviously fit, but she's still curvy as fuck.
Really? Oh.
Bill mentioned something about sports. Are you a professional? Violet's playful expression is quickly replaced by a saddened look.
Yeah, I was. Actually, for a while. But then...
You spout some bitterness in her words. Ah, I see. It's okay. I won't pry. Also, is it too forward to ask why you're here, Violet? I mean, you seem completely normal to me. Unlike the rest.
Oh, I wouldn't be here if I was normal. Everyone has a reason. Mine is maybe a bit different. A bit.
Care to share?
I'd rather not talk about it. It'll definitely scare him off.
Okay, I understand. Well, you have the guidelines. Read them when you have the chance. Good. I'll leave you to it then. You should go back to camp. We'll probably have a meeting soon.
Okay, I won't be long.
After the quick talk, you go back to camp.
Didn't tell her the bad news she had to move in with that one.
The girls are briefed and the guidelines distributed. All loose ends are tied. Guess that's it for now. I should probably find Eve and see what's next on the to-do list. On the way back, you see Eve heading towards you. Hi.
Hey there, spying on our patients, hmm?
Yeah, nothing's more attractive than unstable chicks. You're in a good mood today.
I'm always in a good mood. Comes with age.
Eve approaches the patient's residence and calls out.
Ladies, if you're done unpacking, I'd like you to meet us outside.
turning back around to face you.
I hope you're ready. The main event is about to begin.
One by one, the girls slowly congregate around Eve.
Hello again, everyone. I see everyone has already gathered. Very good. We're glad you applied to Red Falls. That was probably one of the better choices you'll make in your life.
Ugh.
Over the course of the next 2 months, we'll slowly get to know each other. We have lots of activities planned for you. So please, relax and enjoy your stay. Get to know one another, staff included. Push through your inadequacies and become better people. That is all. Does anyone have any questions?
Not waiting for an answer.
No? Good. Alright, your first order of business for getting to know one another is to strip naked. Excuse me? What?
Just what I like.
I'm joking. Just strip down to your underwear.
Although someone didn't waste any time.
What? Didn't she say naked?
Please, leave your top on.
Naked or underwear, which is it?
This isn't a joke. We need to check you for any contraband.
Yep.
No way! I'm not stripping in front of everyone! You can't make me! Then I'll have to ask you to leave the camp. Leave? Fuck! I can't afford for Daddy to hear about this. Red Falls is a rehabilitation center for people who wish to heal and grow. If you don't cooperate, we can't help, which defeats the purpose. I'll ask you again.
Excuse me, but I am not wearing any underwear.
Please go inside and put some on.
Okay.
Okay. So, I think we're going to end it right here.
Yeah, give something to come back to.
Yeah, there's a lot to come back to. This is a finished game.
Yeah.
And it's got another part already, the Storytime DLC. So, alright guys, we will see you next time with the crazy women of, mentally disturbed women of helping the hotties.
Yep.
Should have called it helping the crazies, but you know. Yeah, we'll see you guys back here. Alright, I'm out.
Later.